Remember when CNN was talking about podcasters, about how, you know, that there's people on YouTube that get more views than a CNN show, as if it was some horrible thing. They didn't even understand the way they were describing it. They were describing it as if they're entitled to viewers.
That's right.
They were saying, there's people on YouTube right now that get more views than this show. This is because the market has spoken.
Right.
And your show's fucking terrible.
That's right.
Well,
they suck.
Brian
They're terrible
Stelter's
at their job.
Show keeps slipping and slipping and slipping in the ratings.
He's the worst. And you
same
know what
with
they
Don
do?
Don Lemon. It's the same thing. Everybody knows that they're not real. They're not real humans.
And Joe, when you read those articles and you listen to those guys talk, Stelter's done this a number of times. There are segments where they're outright calling for censorship.
Yes.
They're like, hey, please deplatform the people who I don't like because, you know, they're saying things that are conspiracy theories. And by the way, they use that for fucking anything. They use it so loosely.
Brian Stelter talking to the press secretary saying, what are we doing wrong? What are we doing wrong? Like, hey, motherfucker, you're supposed to be a journalist.
And they wonder why they get no views.
But it's not even that. It's like they're obviously being told a certain amount of what to do. And, I mean, maybe he'd be an interesting guy if he had his own fucking podcast. If he could just rely on his own personality and be himself. I don't know. I can't imagine doing that gig.
No, you're 100% right
about
that.
Any of those guys, that gig is a strange gig.